JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
You got it spot on yesterday. You called the growth. You saw the growth, and there it was, 0.2, eh?
There you go. Although, when you look at some of the numbers, Mike, and the noisiness in the data, it does seem to be there's a little bit of more good luck than skill. Although, I suppose experience counts, doesn't it, at the end of the day?
Exactly. And no one's more experienced than you, Andrew. You've been around for 127 years.
An awful long time. So all has been revealed. We now know that in the first quarter of 2024, the economy grew by 0.2%. And let's look on the positive side of the equation, Mike. It's above zero, right? And you know my view on that is that the difference to the average New Zealander of between, plus 0.1 or minus 0.1, it's basically semantic. But do you reckon it has an undefinable sort of effect on sentiment?
I think it does.
So I think you take a positive number, don't you? So it's also 0.2% higher if you compare the March 24 quarter to the March 23 quarter. So you've got 16 industry groups there, and of those, 8 showed growth. Now, the thing we've got to do here, Mike, is let's deal firstly with the fact that the numbers this time around came with a reasonably prominent health warning, blaming COVID again. So what Stats New Zealand said is that seasonal patterns of expenditure are still being disrupted by direct and indirect impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. So put simply, some of this revolves around things like tourism-related expenditure. So those seasonal adjustments and data series are sort of well disrupted. So they say it's making it challenging to estimate quarterly, seasonally adjusted growth in certain areas. Household consumption expenditure is one of those. But when you break the contribution to growth down from different sectors, Mike, I think it gives the sort of non-economist person out there, of which, most of us are, I think it gives you a story you can get your heads around. So here we go. Here's the story. You've got 3 sectors. You've got the primary sector, the goods producing sector, and the services sector. Here's the numbers. The primary sector, plus 0.2. Goods producing, minus 1.3. And services, minus 0.1. So here's your first takeaway from this morning. The agri sector helped us out. So dairy and forestry, outputs there, forestry going okay. Goods producing, manufacturing, not in good shape, dragging us backwards. And services, well, anemic, moribund, pick your adjective on services, going nowhere. But you can't just add these up, Mike, because the different weights in the economy, they have different shares. So in the release, we get the numbers. Your primary sector is 7%, goods producing 20, services 73. So if you run those numbers through the big machine, then importantly this time around, add in balancing items and unallocated items, and hey, presto, abracadabra, you get plus 0.2 GDP. Now, all economists sort of referred to the noisiness of this data, Mike, so you can't discount revisions. We got to talk about GDP per capita, negative 0.3, and has been now for 6 consecutive quarters. So whatever growth you're getting, it's being shared amongst more people, and your little personal slice of that growth is declining. From the peak, GDP per capita, Mike, has now fallen over 4%. And what's amazing is we're looking at all these numbers now. There is another number that is similar to the decline that we saw in the GFC. We're getting all these comparisons. It looks like the GFC. The other thing is the impulse from migration. We've got this migration, which is helping us stay above zero. That is slowing. So that impulse will slow as migration slows. And without wanting, I suppose to finish off, without wanting to get sort of too technical, but some numbers in this thing just look a little weird. Private consumption in the data has risen 1.6% in Q1. So somebody somewhere was spending, yep. And it sort of seems out of step with other data. Implication of the RBNZ, well, I don't think it accelerates any plans to cut rates, but it probably doesn't push them the other way either, I think, from their point of view, status quo. But it's a positive number, Mike. Yeah. Fantastic. End the week on that. Happy days.
Fair enough. Give me some other numbers then.
I'll give you a Dow Jones that is up 350 points as we look at it. It's over 39,184. The S&P 500 is down 7 points, so not much, 5479. The Nasdaq's down 108 points, 17,753. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.82%, 8,272. The Nikkei up 62 points, 38,633. The Shanghai Composite fell about 0.4%, just still sitting over the 3,000 mark there. The Aussies yesterday barely moved, 7,769. But we were up 100 points on the NZX 50. Love that, 0.86%, 11,771. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.6118, 0.9194 against the Aussie, 0.5714 euro, £0.4831, 97.21 Japanese yen. Gold is at $2,357, and Brent crude, unfortunately, continues to grind up, $85.66.
I think we're seeing a trend there. Have a good weekend, mate. We'll catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz. Hosking.